Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir's sponsor, Luynishpas Amyakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Momitzio Daf Pehe. The Gemara in the top of Amud Aleph brings the story. The Rebbe, how did the Yisurim come on him? Well, it came through a Maise and it left through a Maise. The Maise that came in, there was a calf that was about to be shechted, about to be slaughtered, and he runs to Rebbe, puts his hand under his wing, and he starts crying. And Rebbe tells him, go to Shechito, ki lekach nitzato, you were created, you were born for this. In Shemayim, they saw what Rebbe did, they said, you're not Merachim, you have no mercy, you'll get Yisurim. Then, how did the Yisurim go away? Because the maid of Rebbe was cleaning out the rats from the house, and Rebbe said, let them stay, Merachim amal kol maisov, had special mercy on the rats, and therefore the Yisurim stopped from Rebbe. Now, in the first part of the story, everybody's bothered. What did Rebbe do wrong? Rebbe said that a calf is meant to be nishchat. That's the outlook. That's how we, as Yidden, look at animals. Animals, they elevate themselves through shechita. We really believe so, that a calf is meant to be nishchat. Do we want Rebbe to stop animals from being shechted? There should be no meat? Well, what's pshat in this Gemara? So we'll focus on three main answers that many of the Mefarshim say in different ways. Answer number one, the Maharsha brings over here, that the reason why the calf was not supposed to be nishchat is because the normal way is that a calf becomes royal l'shchita, it becomes prepared for being slaughtered only when he grows up, only when he becomes a big ox, gets older, then you do shchita. But when he's young, when he's a calf, he was just born, usually leave him alive and allow him to plow the field. So this was something which was not so normal to come and allow the calf to be nishchat. That's why it's not part of the regular shechita process that we have. So this was a little bit of the achzorius, a little cruelty the Rebbe showed to the calf. On the other hand, when the Yisurim left, was an extra layer of mercy, because rats, really, he should get rid of them. But Rebbe came and showed an extra layer of mercy, even to the lowest creature in the world, so that was the reason he had the Yisurim left him. That's what Maharsha explains. Rebbe Yitzchak Blazer, in the Sefer Koich Ve'Oyer, in Mamer Ein Tes, he says, the Pshat is like this, when, you're right, of course, Lekach Ritzarto al Pi Din, the calf needs to be shechted. But is that the way to handle things, the way things are supposed to be? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu would judge us the way it's supposed to be, you would judge us in the Mahalach of Ki Lekach Nitzarto. Did any person would be able to handle this din? That's what we learn, that's what Rashi brings the beginning of Chumash. Rotzah livrasa oinu midas hadin. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a world of judgment. Avirash einu elam miskayim, the world can't exist this way. Nobody can handle the midas hadin. You're right. Al mitzah din, the calf needs to be shechted. But it's coming and crying to Rebbe. Rebbe has to have rachmi to go lifi mishras din, not to ask what the letter of the law is. And this I heard from Ramort Cheshtar and Shlita, said in the name of Rav Achtvekel, that when someone comes and puts his head under your wing crying, you have to have mercy. And that's what we say in Slichas, hachbi'einu b'tzel yadecho. Once you put our head under the tzel yadayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will have mercy on us, even though we don't deserve it. Rav Yitzchak Blazer continues on to say, so what happened with the rats? So the rats, which sounds like this. The rats, really, the maid did not want to kill the rats. She just wanted to move to a better location. But when you're moving the rats, that movement is tzar. It's a little bit of painful for them. They have to move from the current habitat to go somewhere else, even though there may be better for them. Maybe this move is it's the right thing to do. But right now, they're not comfortable with it. So Rebbe said, don't do that to them. This is the reason the Yisurim left Rebbe. Of course, Yisurim are good for Rebbe. Any Yisurim, Mechaprim, Yisurim bring more schar. Yisurim is something that at the end of the day is good. But at the moment, he's suffering from it. At the moment, he's not happy with it. So the same way Rebbe gave the rats the current temporary nichuso, that's also Mishamayim, they gave him the same thing. So it's all Mida Keneged Mida. A third mahalach that many of the Mefarshim bring, so brings the Yavetz over here, the Chido, and the Ben Yoyodo, and some of the Sivri Chassidus. The pshat is, what does it mean that a calf came and cried to Rebbe? Does a calf cry? But the pshat is, it wasn't the calf. There was a neshama that was misgalgel into the calf that needed kapor. And he ran to Rebbe and says, please save me. Rebbe said, but you need the kapara. L'kach nitzarto. And the Taina Rebbe is, he should have found another way for this neshama to have kapara. He should have avoided the tzar of shchito that this neshama should not have to go through. And the Ben Yoyada goes on with a very long story. We're not going to bring the entire story over here. But in short, there was a butcher who took an animal and he saw the animal was acting strange. And he was planning to use the animal for a wedding that was coming up. But then he had a dream, he heard voices, that he needs to bring the animal to the sheikhet immediately. And the sheikhet also had a dream that the butcher is going to bring the animal to him today and he needs to shecht it right away. And they found out, based on a dream, that it was an neshama of one of Chashuvei Ha'ir that was in this sheep, and the kaparo for what he did during his lifetime was the shechita to be done on this animal. So the Ben Yoyadish brings this story as an example that we see the gil neshamas in the animals, and that's what brings the kaparo, and that's the pshat in the story with Rebbe. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to Hotzko, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.